Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Go Girl podcast. If you're new, welcome. My name is Maria, and today we're going to be talking about summer. I'm recording this on April 29th. I am about 4 weeks out from graduation, which is so exciting. Cannot wait for it to be summer. And if you're in school, I'm sure you can't wait for it to be summer as well. But today we're going to be talking about how to kind of get the most productivity you can out of this summer, because for some people it may be quite a few weeks. You might not have too much planned and are feeling like, what am I going to do this summer? It can be a little overwhelming, especially if you want to make the most of it, but you're just not sure how to start. And that is exactly what we are going to be talking about in today's episode. This is kind of a guide to a productive, yet of course, still fun, restful, carefree summer. So we're going to be talking about some ideas for what you can do this summer, how to kind of get yourself into a state where you can still be productive and get ready for next year. Maybe put some new activities on your resume. Make sure that you are not really just like sitting at home doing nothing every single day, because that can get a little boring, but of course, still having fun, still experiencing summer and taking full advantage of time off of school. So we're going to go through a bunch of job opportunities, volunteering, my tips, what I've done in previous summers, and some advice surrounding that. So if you want to stick around, I would love it if you do. Make sure you share this episode with a friend, a family member, whoever. Follow us over on Instagram and Pinterest. They're both linked down below. I'm posting stories and reels every single day over there. So if you like short form content, be sure to check us out. It's at letsgogirl.light, linked down below in the show notes. And make sure to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts if you're listening on there. Give us a 5-star rating and review on Spotify. It takes literally 1 second and it means so much to me if you would do that. So, without further ado, let's get into the show. So, as I said in kind of the introduction, summer, although it's obviously super fun, it's a great time to just rest and relax. Personally, for me, it's always been a little bit stressful at the beginning of summer. I like to have a lot of stuff to do always. I'm a very like busy person and I like to have stuff to do. I feel like I get bored and restless just sitting at home. Don't get me wrong, I do love my days at home doing nothing. I love my weeks in the summer where I do that. But I think there's such a good balance of having weeks of doing nothing and having some activities and things planned. And as a high school student, if you're listening to this in high school, you're probably not going to like summer camps every week like you may have done as a kid. So it can be a little overwhelming trying to figure out what are you going to do this summer. Your parents might let you kind of choose what you're going to do outside of like maybe family vacation or prior commitments or whatever that you've already had signed up. So this episode is to kind of give you some advice and help with that and share my experience of what I've done in the past. And summer's also a little challenging because you're not in a routine like in school. So having a lot of freedom and free time is obviously great, but also what do you do with that? And how can you make the most out of it so that you still feel rested, but you are staying busy, adding things to your resume if you're going to come up on college apps really soon? and just be productive and get ready for the next year as well. I know, obviously, we're always like looking ahead, like live in the moment, be present, but also summer is such a great time to get ahead because it can be really stressful getting into school in the fall and just new routines, everything happening, sports, school, whatever. So taking some time out of the summer is a great way to get ahead, which is what I highly recommend doing. Okay, so number one, it's the beginning of May right now. Pull out your calendar, your Google calendar, your paper calendar, whatever calendar you use, and sit down with your parents and mark down the days that you already know you'll be gone or you have prior commitments, appointments, camps, other things. Mark down those days because once you start getting into figuring out programs you want to do or jobs or volunteering, you need to know exactly when you are available and when you are not. So doing this at the beginning of the summer is so helpful. Also, if you don't already, having like some sort of shared calendar for the summer especially is so important because everyone in your family is probably kind of doing the same thing when you're at home, and obviously you're not going to school every single day. So having that shared calendar to just have it on there of where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing, so other people in your family are not scheduling things on top of your prior commitments, will be really helpful. So make sure to do that as soon as possible. Once you do, I would highly recommend writing down your goals for this summer. What are they going to be? Academics wise, are you going to work on doing like Duolingo? Are you going to have to do summer homework? Are you going to have to do some sort of like test prep, SAT, ACT stuff? Are you going to have to do any other like academic related college things, academic programs, summer school, etc.? Write that down first. Any other goals, whether that be like fitness related, maybe your goal is to like work out 3 times a week or like go on a run. Maybe you're like training for like a 5K or something, whatever. Fitness goals, other goals that you have, maybe like your big project for the summer that needs to happen is like cleaning out your room or whatever it may be. Any goals that you have, write them down at the beginning of the summer so you can kind of see, when am I going to have time to fulfill those goals? How am I going to structure my weeks so that I can make sure that I'm completing these goals? Maybe you need a certain number of volunteer hours by the end of the summer. Whatever it may be, write that down. Maybe you have a goal of how much money to make this summer. Write it down. As for things like academic goals, completing summer work, or, you know, Duolingo, whatever I just said for the academic goals, this is definitely a time to make a plan for your schoolwork and academic wise things, because obviously that's probably your number one priority of things that you definitely need to have done for the summer. So going into the summer, having a plan with how to do it will save you from being in the first week of August and being like, oh my God, I have to read 4 books and do this whole math packet. Like, that is just not fun to deal with. So making a plan at the beginning of the summer is so helpful, whether that be to do 10 pages of your math packet every week, read 1 book a month, or get it all done because you know you're going to be at home the first 2 weeks of June, get it all done then, or you're going to be gone all of June, you're going to be getting it done between these dates in July. Obviously, giving yourself some wiggle room because you never know what's going to happen. You're probably not going to want to study for 5 hours a day, but whatever those academic goals may be, put them down first on the calendar. They are your priority, and make a detailed plan of how it's going to happen, because you are not going to want to do that when you just got out of school for summer and all you want to do is go swim and relax and hang out, but you have all this other work to do. So just do it right now. Make it approachable and easy. Don't try to cram it all in 1 week at the end, but also during the summer, be realistic. Don't be like, oh, I'm going to read 3 books in a week. probably not going to happen. So just being realistic and giving yourself some time to plan it out ensures that you have time to add in other activities to mix it up. Okay, plan some fun activities / make a list that you can refer back to for other activities that you will be doing this summer. So if you have always been that person that's like, oh my God, we should make a bucket list or like some fun activities that we should do with friends this summer, now is the time to do that. Make a list and start planning weekend trips or day trips with your friends. May is the time to do that. Buy the tickets for the shows or the boardwalk or wherever you're going. Do that now so that it's not just like in July and be like, oh, we should do this, and then never actually happens. Help that trip make it out of the group chat, if you know what I mean. So definitely doing that at the beginning of the summer can be so helpful. Just trying to see like what activities you want to do this summer, get some friends together, brainstorm. It will be so fun to do that. And you can again, look at your calendar, compare with other people's calendars and be like, hey, okay, these are the days that we are away, because we all know how challenging it is to match up calendars in the summer. People have so much stuff going on. So being able to set aside a couple days at the beginning in May or June can be really helpful in actually making those fun activities happen. As well as taking care of all those academic goals, definitely looking at your schedule to see when you can fulfill your other non-academic goals, and looking if you have time, if you're interested in volunteer work or a job, definitely at the beginning of summer, looking into programs applications, because they do close earlier in the summer as they're trying to get counselors or people together to work for them. So looking at your calendar and seeing, do I have time for this? What type of commitment am I looking for? Is really helpful when you're going in and job searching or searching for volunteer hours to know exactly when you're going to be available, how many hours a week you think will work, be able to work with your schedule, taking into account all of your other fun activities and also your other goals and obligations that you have to fulfill during the summer. So as far as job opportunities, the summer is a great way or a great opportunity to get a job and just try it out. This is a great thing to add to your resume. It's just a great starting point. If you've been looking for a job during the school year, but you're just not sure if you have time, summer, obviously you have more time probably. So seeing if a job is a good fit for you during the school year would be ideal. It would be kind of ideal to start in the summer and just figure it out so that you're not scrambling to figure out, oh, does this work for me during the school year when you're a lot more busy? And if you do love it in the summer, you can possibly shift kind of your timetables and work during the school year and continue with that job. Trying out something new in the summer, it's a lower commitment just for like a few weeks. If you love kids, summer camps, summer programs, this is the time to do it. Again, to put that on your resume for college or whatever else you're doing, saying that you have work experience, the summer is the time to build that up for sure. And obviously fulfill your goals if you have financial goals of making some extra money this summer. The jobs is where to do it. So as I said, summer camps, summer schools, summer classes at local rec centers are big ones. Swimming lessons, dance lessons, gymnastics camps, any other thing that you might be interested in, this is the time to try it out. Again, looking kind of towards college, if you're a junior, incoming, junior or senior, thinking, what do I want to do in college? Do I want to work in STEM? Can I volunteer or can I work in that sort of field this summer? Do I want to work in education? Do I want to major in education? Can I work in some capacity with kids this summer? Again, connecting those so that you can use that in your college applications is great. Also, this is the opportunity if you don't want to get a job or if you need to focus on amping up your volunteer hours, summer is the time to do it. Again, looking at your schedule, seeing when can I add in some volunteer hours. This is the time to do it. Again, at all those places that I mentioned, You can do volunteer hours, food banks, all the other things that you probably weren't able to do on a 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning during school that needs volunteers. You can do it during the summer, and it's a great way to, again, add to your resume for college applications. They love to see volunteer hours, specifically private schools love volunteer hours. So if you can rack up as many as you can this summer, and it's just a great season to do that. That's what I did a lot of my past summers. I nannied a lot, making some extra money, and also getting volunteer hours done. I volunteered for 3 weeks at a summer school, which was so fun. I loved it. I did a lot of food bank work, and those were the majority of my volunteer hours that I used on my college applications, and I was able to just knock those out in a few weeks during the summer. It was something to get out of the house, help the community, and I didn't have to worry about it during the school year. Make a board list. This is such a great idea for the beginning of the summer, because I don't know about you, but I find myself sometimes during the summer, during those rest weeks, just sitting around my house being like, I need something to do, but I don't know what to do. And this is the list that I feel like I should have made to refer back to. I'm talking put on your board list things that you could do that would be productive when you're bored, or things that you could do that would just be exciting. Things like tasks you've been avoiding doing, or tasks you've always been like, oh my gosh, I should do that, but I never have time during the school year. Things like cleaning your shoes, or organizing your pen collection, cleaning your jewelry. Maybe it's finishing painting that art project that you've been meaning to do, finishing that book, or going on a hike in this specific place that you've just never got around to doing. Maybe it's a more extensive project like refinishing your desk, or maybe it's like making a craft that you saw on TikTok, or organizing something, or trying out some new hairstyles, or you've been meaning to go get your bike fixed, or you've been meaning to hang up some string lights in your room, or you've been meaning to finish that blanket that you started making 3 years ago. Like, all of the little projects that you've like just totally forgotten, that you've always meant to do, that you've forgotten to do, that you're like, oh, one day when I have nothing else to do, I should do that. These are the things that you should put down on your board list, and you can start checking them off like crazy when you have nothing else to do in the summer. It'll make you feel so much more productive. You'll get all those random little weird projects, hobbies, things that you forgot to finish 3 years ago done. And it feels so good when you're like, oh my gosh, I've been meaning to do that for 6 months now, and it just took me 5 minutes. Like, stuff like that. Such a good idea to put on your board list. You can keep this in your phone or on a piece of paper, a show you've been meaning to watch for years, like whatever it is, put it on your list, refer back to it when you're bored during the summer, and you'll have ideas for activities or tasks to get done. Okay, number six is to figure out a passion project or another smaller project. So I talked a lot about a passion project in my college applications, college admissions advice episode, which if you have not heard, I highly recommend going and listening. If you're planning on going to college, if you are an incoming junior or senior, if you are just in high school in general, freshman, sophomore, go listen to that. It is a compilation of all of my tips and tricks from my college application experience. College applications are incredibly overwhelming, and as a obviously first-time applicant who knew literally nothing going in, ended up in, you know, quite a long process and learned a ton along the way. I really wanted to share it with you, so I put it all in that long episode, but it's truly one of the best that I've ever made. I so wish someone, I'd have gotten to listen to an episode like that or some resource like that from someone who is just completely honest about the experience and shared all their tips. So if that's you, if you're an that kind of position or entering that season, I highly recommend going to check that out. I'll link down below for you guys. But I talked about a passion project that you might want to start because it's something great to write about in all of your essays that you will probably end up doing. So summer is the time to start your passion project. Probably don't have time during the school year, but summer is that time. And a passion project is basically anything that you are passionate about, turning it into a project that's meaningful, another kind of something a little bit more than a hobby that you can talk about in your essays, hopefully that you will really enjoy and continue into college. This podcast started out as my passion project. Now it's my everyday job-ish, not making money job, but job that I do every day, making content and episodes. But it did at one point start out as like a, oh, why don't I just record and see what happens kind of thing. And here I am 3 years later, but I did talk a lot about this in college applications because it truly is my passion sharing with all of you. And I had no idea that I would love it this much and still be doing it 3 years later. All that to say, find what you're passionate about, whether that's starting some sort of business, starting podcasts, starting content creating, volunteering, starting a volunteer organization, crafting, whatever it may be, whatever you've always wanted to do, start that project. It shows colleges that you are just really intentional and you can show your hobby is what you bring to the table through those essays about your passion project if you choose to do so. But now is the time to do it. So I highly recommend doing that, something that you can start and continue into the school year, trying something new, and of course, add to your resume later on. Also, going off of the passion project, now is the time to start college applications. If you listen to my episode, you know summer is the time to do it. Like, if I did not start my college applications in summer, I would have been incredibly stressed as a student athlete who played a fall sport because I was not home for a lot of hours every day. So majority of my stuff was done in the summer and it saved me hands down. So again, go listen to that episode, but highly recommend starting that college process, whether that be building a list and going to visit some colleges, starting writing those applications, SAT, ACT test prep, writing brainstorming essays, finding out more information about colleges, researching, whatever stage you are at, start doing some work in the summer. Not every day, not every week, just once in a while, open up a Google Doc, start that process. You will thank yourself so much later. You don't even understand how much you'll be like, thank gosh I started in the summer, because just the more you get a head start, the less you are stressed later on. And trust me, the stress while you're going to school, trying to keep up grades, sports, everything is just, it's not it. So try to relieve yourself from at least some of that stress and begin that process. It can even be a little fun in the beginning, starting to research some school ideas. And of course, summer is obviously the time to have fun. Definitely try out some new activities, things like fun art class, creative writing, playing a new sport with friends, like pickleball, so fun. Oh my gosh, reading books you've been meaning to read, getting into maybe a new job, hobby, tutoring, babysitting, taking care of pets. Those are such good jobs thought of that I wanted to mention earlier in the job opportunity section, in addition to like summer programs and stuff. Take advantage of kids being out of school. If you like working with kids or families, you know, taking care of their house sitting, things like that, while people are on vacation, those are great services that are kind of exclusive to summer in some ways. So obviously maintaining friendships, taking that bucket list or activities list that you made and implementing that is obviously an awesome thing to do this summer and of course, resting and gearing up for the next school year. But I hope that this episode was helpful just to give you an idea. It was a quick one, but kind of helping you to outline it and making summer a little bit less stressful in terms of making the most of it. Make sure you are obviously subscribed and following along over on Instagram. As I mentioned down below, I will link the college admissions episode that I talked a lot about today. If you want to check that out, I highly, highly recommend it. And of course, sharing all of our episodes. Leave a rating and review down below if you enjoyed today. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.